Good evening to everybody. We're glad that you're here tonight. We are doing something a little bit out of the ordinary for us as a congregation this evening. We're really glad that you're here. Let me kind of explain what's happening. For many years, the eldership here has had on a Saturday morning or a couple of Saturday mornings in the fall an annual planning breakfast. And people would gather and the elders would talk about the plan of work for the next year and talk about some of the successes and the joys that we've shared as a congregation over the past year and things like that. And the elders decided that this year we're going to, instead of doing it on a Saturday, that we were going to have a Bible class and then do the planning presentation on a Wednesday night and save everybody a Saturday morning. And so that's what we're doing this evening. And here's kind of a schedule of what we're about to do. All right, just so you're aware of where we're going with all this. I'm about to teach a Bible class. It's going to last about 15 minutes. And then beyond after that, Larry Russell is going to come and get some input from you all. We're going to have to use our cell phones and give some input and feedback. That's what the QR code that you have is for. Jordan Moore is going to come and talk about some plans that the elders have put in place for 2024. And then last, Kevin Kane is going to bring us some encouragement from the eldership. Going forward, the bell's going to ring at 45 after. The kids are going to come back in here. We're going to have our devotional and singing just like normal. So that's what this evening is. Any questions thus far? Anybody lost yet? All right. One of the good signs of being a leader is that people don't say, "I'm lost," when you ask, "Are you lost?" So that's I feel good about that. All right, off we go. Open your Bibles, if you would, this evening to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I want us to spend a few minutes tonight talking about the growth of the church, the growth of the body. The New Testament calls the church the body of Christ, and that's a really important illustration. Just like our physical bodies, when we're really young, they grow and they mature, they get taller, they get stronger, so it is with the church. God wants His church to grow, to mature, to get stronger. That's God's desire for the body. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, beginning in verse 11. He's going to tell us about this process. It says in verse 11, He, Christ, gave apostles and prophets and evangelists and shepherds and teachers to equip the saints, verse 12, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, verse 15, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. If you ask a little boy, little girl, how are you going to grow? They might, if they're, you know, thinking about it, they might say, well, I just grow. But really, there's a process involved. They have to keep eating the right kinds of foods. They have to keep getting enough sleep at night. They have to keep learning in age-appropriate ways about what God would have them and their parents would have them to do. And as those things consistently happen in their lives, they grow. And what you have in these verses that we've just read, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, is a picture of how the church grows. Let's look at this in just a little bit of detail for a few moments. The fuel for growth when it comes to the New Testament church is always, always, always teaching. It's always healthy teaching. Our faith is dependent on what we hear. It's dependent on whether or not we're listening to the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And I want you to notice as you look at verse 11 again, a little bit of detail, Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, notice that he mentions there are apostles and prophets that Jesus has given to his church. And there was a time in the early church when apostles and prophets were found, and you could go and ask an apostle what God's word was for their lives, and the apostles would communicate that. That was their role. And the prophets, they were receiving revelation from God. God was telling the apostles what he wanted them to say. But those two roles have gone by the wayside. Those are no longer in existence. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 8 and 9, that prophecies are going to cease. They're going to come to a conclusion when the New Testament is completed. But then the Bible goes on in verse 11 and says there are also evangelists. Philip was an evangelist, Acts 21, verse 8. Paul says, do the work of an evangelist, somebody who shares the good news, 2 Timothy 4, verse 5. And then he also mentions shepherds and teachers there in verse 11. And one of the things in common of all five of those roles or areas of work is that all five of those are teaching ministries. Every one of the five roles listed is a teaching ministry. And what the Bible is saying in Ephesians 4, verse 11, is that Jesus has given teaching roles to his church. Two of them no longer available today, apostles and prophets, not happening today. But all the rest are still with us, aren't they? Evangelists, pastors, teachers, shepherds, teachers. All those are still with us today. And the reason why we teach, the reason why we communicate God's word to people, that's what elders are supposed to do, feed the flock. That's what preachers are supposed to do, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. The reason why we do these things is because it equips the saints for the work of ministry. You see that in verse 12? The purpose of teaching God's word is not just so that we've covered the book of Leviticus one more time, but rather so that people can be equipped for the work of ministry, so they can be equipped to serve and to glorify and to honor God. That's why we teach. And when saints are properly equipped for the work of ministry, they understand the doctrine and they understand how it relates to life, when that happens, then the body will be edified. That's how the body grows. Just like a little child who eats his broccoli, if you can get them to eat broccoli, they will grow stronger. It's healthy. It's nutritious. The same thing is true of the church. The fuel for our growth, brothers and sisters and friends, is the teaching of God's word. We need as a congregation to hear more and more of God's word. We need a steady diet. We need to hear the whole counsel of God, Acts 20, verse 27. That's how the body is going to grow. There's a kind of growth that doesn't come from God. There's a kind of maturity that doesn't come from God. But we're talking about the growth that God wants us to have. Notice next, the goal of growth. Where are we growing toward? You know, little children, you realize that when they get to be 18, 19, 20 years old, they're kind of, quote unquote, done growing. And you hope by that time that, you know, if everything has gone well with their health, that they're full grown. They're an adult, adulthood. When we talk about full grownness in the church, the Bible always holds up Jesus as the standard. How do we know when we've grown in good ways as a congregation of God's people? It's because when we see Jesus in each other, when we see Jesus in the way that we relate to one another. Christ-likeness is seen when we're striving toward the unity of the faith, verse 13. It's seen when we know the Son of God, when we know Jesus. When we have a relationship with him, verse 13, Christ's likeness is seen when we are growing into maturity. It's not just about having my way and throwing a temper tantrum when I don't get my way, but rather maturity is about being patient with one another. It's about being forgiving toward one another. Maturity is about realizing that life doesn't, it's not all about me. The world doesn't revolve around me. Maturity and growth, those kinds of things, they show Christ-likeness. And again, when we come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, when we start to see more and more of Jesus in our attitudes, in our behaviors, in our words, those are signs that we're growing in healthy ways. And the goal of growth, ultimately, in verse 14, is that we should no longer be children. You see that? God doesn't want to leave us immature and unstable. He doesn't want to leave us tossed about by every wind of doctrine, but rather through this teaching of God's word continually, we take it into our hearts, we live it out in our lives, and that's how the body grows. We need to think about biblical growth and what that looks like. Notice the process of growth in verses 15 and 16. As you look at Ephesians 4, verses 15 and 16, there's a process involved in growing to be more like Jesus. The process has to do with, just like we began in verse 11, speaking the truth in love. Notice how frequently this passage, Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, mentions the teaching of God's word, speaking the truth, telling each other the truth in love. And when we do that, we start to grow into Christ, verse 15. Speaking the truth in love, we start to grow and mature and in our lives and in our behaviors. We start to become more and more and more like Jesus. We're growing into Him. And as we grow into Him, verse 16 says, there's a growth that comes from Him. And it's a mutual thing. We're growing up into Christ, and then as a result, the body is growing because of what Christ is doing among us. We're serving and we're loving and we're obeying and we're living out the New Testament principles that Jesus has set before us. We're following Him. And as we grow into Christ's likeness, there's a growth that comes from Him that's only provided by Him. You know, when people start talking about church growth, typically they just look at budgets and numbers. Typically, those are the only things that they use to kind of measure whether the church is growing. But when I read the New Testament, I find that growing congregations really don't focus and obsess too much about how many people are worshiping here or how big is our budget. They don't really even think about those things all that much. Rather, they ask this question: are we becoming more and more like Christ? Is He being seen more and more in us? Because when He is, that's the kind of growth that God gives. And there's a growth that comes from that. And then look at the end of verse 16. The body grows when each part is working in healthy ways. And that's what the rest of this evening in some ways is going to be about. The elders want to talk to you tonight about what you can do and what I can do and what all of us can do to contribute to the growth of the body here at Katy. What are some of the things that we can do together in order to contribute our part to the growth and the health of the body as a whole? You know, not all of us can be hands, not all of us can be feet, not all of us can be knees, but those of us who have a role in a ministry and know exactly what our role is, we can contribute. And by doing that, the body grows and edifies itself in love. When you stop and think about what the New Testament teaches about the way the church grows, how it grows, it's all about Jesus, isn't it? And it's all about the gospel. And I hope more than anything else in 2023 and in 2024 and beyond, if the Lord wills, I hope more than anything else that we will be a God-centered and gospel-focused people. Because anything else and any other growth that happens that is not as a result of those things, it's not growth that's sustainable, and it's certainly not growth that comes from God. Any questions or thoughts about anything that we shared this evening? With that in mind, we're going to give this to Larry Russell, and Larry's going to solicit and get some feedback from you, some things about what you believe and what we can do to contribute to the work of the body here. So, Larry?